Well, back to the present era now, and a new study has found that the loggerhead turtle can recognise and remember the magnetic signature of the Earth. They probably rely on this ability to navigate and recall the best places to find their food. The discovery has just been published in the journal Nature, and I've been speaking with the paper's author, Texas A&M University's Kayla Goforth.
So I was investigating whether turtles are able to learn magnetic fields. We know that turtles have a magnetic map sense or a positional sense that they can use, like a GPS to identify where they are, and a compass sense, like a directional sense that tells them which direction to go. But what we didn't know is how they were getting back to these really specific places and whether or not they could learn specific magnetic fields with their magnetic map.
Is the distinction then the difference between having a sort of magnetic chart in your head and knowing where you are in relation to the magnetic field versus knowing what direction you're heading in and then using separate memories to remember the chart and the layout of the bit of the sea that you're in? Is that the distinction here?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like if we were walking down the street trying to get home, we might have a compass in our hand that's telling us we're going north. But if we don't know which direction our home is relative to that, then we would have no way to actually get home.
Could the turtles be doing both?
Yeah, so we expect that they are doing both, that they're determining where they are and then using their compass to get back there.
And how did you test this out?
We conditioned sea turtles, which is sort of like training sea turtles, or when you train your dog. We conditioned them to tell the difference between one magnetic field in which they received food and one magnetic field in which they did not receive food. So every other day, they would go into the field in which they received food, and they would eat their food, which consisted of some squid and shrimp, which is a really high reward for them. And then on opposite days, they would experience a magnetic field in which they were not fed. And eventually we begin to see that they would do what we call the turtle dance in the magnetic field that they were fed in.
And that's the giveaway that they must be sensitive to the magnetic field because they were dancing when it was pointing one way, anticipating getting fed, than when the magnetic field was the other way.
Yeah, exactly. So the turtle dance is a behavior that they exhibit in captivity when they're expecting food. They stick their heads out of the water, they open their mouths, they start to move their flippers really rapidly and spin around. So it demonstrated to us that they could recognize that field as being associated with the food, whereas in the other food, they didn't do that behavior quite as much.
And how do you think they're actually doing this? Do we have an insight as to how the turtles might be registering the magnetic field?
We don't know how their magnetic map sense works, but I did some experiments that demonstrated that the map and compass sense are probably relying on two different mechanisms. So what we did to test this is we exposed the turtles in both their training assay to what's called radio frequency fields. And these radio frequency fields are expected to disrupt a type of magnetoreception that's called chemical magnetoreception. So chemical magnetoreception just says that complex chemical reactions might underlie magnetic sensing and give animals the ability to detect magnetic fields. So these radio frequency fields had no effect on the turtles' ability to recognize the magnetic field that they received food in. But then we did a second experiment where we asked the turtles to orient in a specific direction in a magnetic field. And in this experiment, when the turtles were exposed to radio frequency, they could no longer orient properly, meaning their compass was affected. So their compass probably relies on chemical magnetoreception, but the map, we don't know what that mechanism is yet.
Interesting. So they're using some kind of chemical way to detect what way they are oriented with respect to the Earth's magnetic field, and they're using some other mechanism to log the magnetic sense of where they are in relation to the world. So they've got two independent mechanisms going on, potentially.
Yes, that is what we suspect, kind of like how our eyes are for seeing and our nose is for smelling. Those are two distinct senses.
But we don't yet know where in the nervous system, presumably, that this kind of transduction to detect the field is happening.
Correct. We have no idea. Magnetic fields can pass through all tissue, and so magnetic receptors that detect the magnetic fields could be anywhere in the body.
And does that have implications for conservation as well? Because do we use any of these same electromagnetic frequencies that are known via your experiments to disrupt the ability of the turtles to see, in inverted commas, magnetic fields?
Yeah, it does have conservation implications. These radio frequency fields that disrupted the compass are actually produced by pretty much every electronic device that we use. So when turtles are coming to shore to lay their eggs, or when the hatchlings are leaving the shore, they could be affected by radio frequency fields that are produced from the nearby houses or radio towers or cell phone towers. So that's something that we should be aware of.
Not an attractive prospect. That was Kayla Goforth at Texas A&M.